From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul won the straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, D.C. today. The CPAC poll represents a small but powerful faction of the Republican Party. Wisconsin's Governor Scott Walker came in second place. Meanwhile, thousands gathered at the Wisconsin Capitol today protesting a Republican right-to-work bill making its way through that state's legislature. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, remarks by Governor Walker touting his battle with unions as apt training to defeat the so-called Islamic State spurred on some protesters.
Governor Walker was asked this week at the Conservative Political Action Conference how he would deal with threats such as ISIS if he becomes president. Walker referenced his last clash with unions 4 years ago, saying that if he could take on 100,000 protesters, he could do the same across the world. Wisconsin AFL-CIO's Phil Neuenfeld told the crowd Walker's comments were unacceptable and disgraceful.
Because what we are doing here today is the heart and soul of democracy.
Union members say they'll be back at the Wisconsin Capitol this week as the right-to-work bill gets a public hearing and a final vote in the state assembly. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
European governments are condemning the murder of Russian opposition activist Boris Nemtsov. They're demanding the Russian government investigate it fully. As Terry Schultz reports, many leaders knew him personally from his 25 years as a political figure.
Across Europe, there's shock and grief at the killing of one of Russia's most prominent and long-serving political activists. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini notes Nemtsov's murder happened just as he was organizing a demonstration for Sunday protesting economic hardship and the conflict in Ukraine. Mogherini says the EU expects the Russian authorities to conduct a full, rapid, and transparent investigation into the assassination and bring the culprits swiftly to justice. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is said to be distraught over the killing, while Estonian President Toomas Ilves calls Nemtsov a great friend of his and of Estonia. British Prime Minister David Cameron calls the killing a despicable act, saying the courage of Nemtsov's life contrasts with the utter cowardice of his murder. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The new Greek government is saying it may not be able to make some of its upcoming debt payments. And as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, the prime minister says his leftist government is facing political pressure from the conservative leaders of Spain and Portugal.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says Madrid and Lisbon are marginalizing Athens in order to strangle anti-austerity movements in their own countries. Greece negotiated a four-month credit extension with the Eurozone, but may still struggle to make debt payments to the European Central Bank and International Monetary Fund.
Joanna Kakissis reporting from Athens. Meanwhile, Germany's finance minister says he was sure the Greek government would fulfill conditions of its bailout payment plan. This is NPR. In another effort to boost anemic economic growth, China is cutting interest rates again. The People's Bank of China saying today it's cutting the interest rate on a one-year loan from commercial banks by a quarter of a percent to 5.35%. The cuts follow a string of tax cuts and other measures aimed at shoring up growth. The British branch of Pegida, which is a German anti-Islamist movement, held its first UK rally today. Larry Miller reports attendance was sparse, with supporters vastly outnumbered by counter-demonstrations.
On the Pegida stage, a banner reading, "No Surrender," in the crowd of just 400 supporters, their red, white, and blue Union Jack flags wave, "Land of Hope and Glory," the soundtrack. Paul Weston gave Pegida's anti-Islam message.
It is an ideology and a political organization which promotes violence, warfare, terror, and submission before Allah.
There are up to 3,000 people protesting Pegida, many carrying placards reading, "Newcastle says no to fascism and Islamophobia." Police kept the two groups separate. However, there were a handful of scuffles and arrests. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A $250,000 NASCAR race car has been found. The car was stolen from a hotel parking lot near Atlanta. Police say it doesn't appear to be damaged, but the team planning to race that car this weekend at a race in Atlanta had to withdraw because the car had been stolen. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.